Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to crack open interesting stories, pull out those key insights you need to stay ahead. Today, we're plunging into the really vibrant world of local business, specifically a florist shop in Mississauga that's been a community staple for decades.
Yeah, we have some great source material here about Euro flowers. And the big question, I think, is this. How does a local shop like this not just survive, but actually thrive for over 20 years?
Yeah.
Especially now, right, with online giants and everything.
Exactly. What's the secret sauce? That's what we want to figure out. We're going to dig into the key elements, you know, their location, how they treat customers, their actual flowers, how they connect with the community. The goal is to understand what gives them this reputation for, well, quality, creativity, and that really heartfelt service. And importantly, what you can learn from them about building a brand and connecting with customers.
Okay, let's unpack this then. The first thing that really jumps out is just how long they've been around. Our sources say Euroflowers has been serving Mississauga and the GTA for over 20 years.
What?
I mean, that's significant. It really is.
They talk about having a deep passion for flowers, an experienced team, creating these exquisite arrangements designed to enchant and inspire. Sounds quite aspirational.
Well, and that two-decade mark, it's more than just time served, isn't it? It speaks volumes about trust, consistent quality. Think about it surviving that long locally. That means generations might know them. It's built on thousands of successful interactions, probably.
Right. Like someone might have gotten prom flowers there and now they're ordering wedding flowers.
Precisely. It's reputation building, not just selling a product. It's about being part of people's lives, those big moments. That creates a kind of loyalty that's hard for newcomers to match.
And where they are is also quite unique. This really caught my eye. The sources mentioned they're strategically located at the foot of the iconic Port Credit Lighthouse. That's not just an address, is it? It feels like part of their identity.
Oh, absolutely. It's brilliant branding, really.
And yet they're not just hyper-local. They deliver across Mississauga, Oakville, Burlington, Etobicoke, even into Toronto. So local charm, but wide reach.
And that specific location, the lighthouse, it becomes a story. It makes them memorable. Imagine ordering flowers online and knowing they're coming from that charming spot. It adds a layer of authenticity. It's not just some warehouse. It's a place with character.
Mm-hmm.
It helps them stand out, especially in local searches, I bet. Gives them a narrative.
Okay, so location is a big piece. What about the actual flowers? What makes their arrangements stand out from, you know, the bunch you grab at the grocery store? The sources emphasize unique and exotic flower species. So they're clearly aiming for something different.
Distinctiveness.
And they offer custom bouquets. The florists apparently excel in creating bespoke bouquets tailored to your specific needs and preferences. So you can bring your own vision or let them run with it.
And that focus on unique and exotic species. That's smart. In a crowded market, it carves out a niche. It appeals to customers who want something, well, extraordinary, something that tells a story. It suggests expertise, too, like they're curators, not just sellers.
It implies they probably have special relationships with growers, right?
Right.
To get those kinds of flowers consistently.
Very likely. It points to a deeper investment in their craft beyond just basic retail. It signals quality and care to the customer.
But does custom and exotic mean it's always super expensive or takes ages? Sometimes you just need flowers fast, right?
That's a fair point. And it seems they've thought about that. The sources stress the balance of this custom premium side with convenience. They offer a wide range of services. You can go to the shop, soak in the atmosphere.
The lighthouse view.
Right. Or you can order online. And they offer same-day flower delivery across the GTA. That's key for convenience.
And they make a point of saying it's a stress-free experience, reliable delivery, and importantly, not a faceless chain.
Exactly. So they're catering to different needs. Some people want that high-touch, in-person experience. Others need efficiency but still want quality and that personal feel. They're trying to offer both.
That makes sense. It shows they understand their customers aren't all the same. So let's get specific. What kind of arrangements are we talking about? The sources give examples, like for their summer flowers, there's a Delicate Delight for $69, Shining Sunflowers for $75, or something called Summer Salsa for $120. So a range there.
A definite range, yeah.
And for more elegant flower arrangements,
okay,
things like a Contemporary Callus Flower arrangement at $130, or Peaceful White Lilies at $125.
Okay, so hitting different price points, different styles, formal, informal.
And here's something interesting. Their florist's choice custom arrangement is apparently their most popular option. It's $65 and has, get this, 59 reviews.
Wow, 59 reviews for a let the expert decide option.
Yeah, that says a lot about trust, doesn't it? People are basically saying, okay, Euroflowers, you know best. Surprise me.
That is fascinating.
Yeah.
And strategically, it's brilliant. That florist choice option, it leverages their expertise, builds trust, and likely helps them manage inventory really efficiently. They can use the freshest, best blooms they have on hand.
Right. Minimizes waste, maximizes creativity.
And it makes custom design feel accessible at that $65 price point. It's a smart way to bring people into their world.
And it seems like they cover pretty much every reason you'd ever need flowers. The sources list anniversary flowers, Valentine's Day, birthday, sympathy flowers, basically the whole spectrum of life events.
Which is crucial for becoming that true community florist, right?
Yeah.
You're there for the celebrations, the condolences, the everyday moments. It embeds them in the lives of their customers. They become the go-to, reliable choice, no matter the occasion. That builds incredibly strong emotional ties over time.
And they don't just sell flowers. This is another layer I found interesting. They position themselves as a resource offering knowledge. They have blog articles like guides. There's one called Anniversary Flowers Guide, Meanings, Colors, and Easy Gifting Etiquette.
Oh, that's smart content marketing.
Yeah. And others like Step by Step, designing a sympathy arrangement that speaks from the heart, or a complete wedding floral checklist.
So they're not just selling, they're educating. They're helping people make better choices, mm-hmm. understand the meaning behind the flowers. That adds enormous value beyond the transaction. It positions them as trusted advisors, experts in their field. It builds a relationship.
It elevates the whole experience, doesn't it? Makes you feel more confident in your purchase.
Absolutely. And frankly, by educating customers about floral etiquette, symbolism, design, they're subtly teaching people to appreciate the craft more, mm-hmm. which in the long run, benefits not just them, but maybe the whole perception of quality floristry. It's a clever long-term play.
Now, wrapping this up, looking back at Euroflowers, it really seems like their success is this tapestry woven from several strong threads. You've got the deep roots, that 20-plus years building trust.
Mm-hmm. Longevity is key.
The iconic location by the lighthouse, unforgettable branding.
Definitely adds character.
Their focus on unique, exotic flowers, plus the custom design aspect that's their quality and creativity marker.
Setting them apart.
And then the service is blending that charming shop experience with modern must-haves like online ordering and same-day delivery.
Meeting customers where they are.
All delivered, it seems, with this genuine, personal, heartfelt approach. It makes sense why they're seen as a leading florist Mississauga trusts, and
yeah.
definitely not a faceless chain.
It really does all fit together, and it brings up a final thought, maybe for you listening. How does a business, especially a local one like this, manage that balancing act? Blending tradition, that core passion, the history with innovation, staying true to themselves while adapting to how you shop today, how you want convenience, even how you seek information. Think about the local businesses you value. What makes them feel both grounded and forward-thinking? How do they achieve that mix of being truly local, but also exceptional? It's a fascinating challenge, and Euroflowers seems to offer some compelling answers.